Something that's coming up that we want to let you know about, a 2018 Youth Summit to focus on mental health and suicide prevention. It's put together with the Community Foundation of Lorain County, and from the Community Foundation, we have Cindy Andrews, and also one of the students will be a part of this, Grace Broom. Cindy, let's start with you. This summit, I guess you've had several of these before. What's the focus, and why do you have these sort of peer-to-peer approach of topics?
Well, thank you for the opportunity to share with folks this morning. The Community Foundation of Lorain County has been around since 1980, and we've worked with local nonprofit organizations and school endowments, and with our diversity, inclusion, and equity work focused on groups of, in this case, youth. We also have a women's fund, a Hispanic fund, and an African American community fund. But this morning, we're excited, given the empowerment of our youth and the movement of youth, looking at champion causes. And here we have a group of youth that have come together and representing all of the high schools across Lorain County and did a survey of their youth. And I'm going to have Grace take you through the process. But really months ago determined that mental health was a topic that they felt really needed to be talked about, not just with the professionals and teachers and counselors and principals, but with themselves. And so Grace and her team of really just exciting and dynamic individuals have planned a summit, and they've embraced the community and brought together resources around this challenge. So Grace, I'll let Grace fill in some of the details, though. Very exciting, though.
Now, Grace, before you start, what grade are you in, Grace?
I'm in 11th grade. I'm a junior.
Okay. And tell me about this process and your involvement in this group.
Okay. Well, thank you, Cindy, and thank you for having me. So when the Youth Fund members were discussing possible topics for this year's summit, like Cindy said, the issue of mental health was one that we all quickly agreed upon. At our first meeting last September, we completed a needs assessment, basically just a survey of what we think the biggest issues are that the Youth Fund should be addressing in our county. And we felt that mental health for teenagers was a broad issue that impacts many other aspects of our lives. And all of us could relate to the stress of life experiences, academic pressures, and increasing responsibilities. We see the results of this stress in our friends and at our schools, and the ability to focus on such an important topic at the Youth Summit and to bring in expert resources, it seemed just like a great opportunity.
What takes place in something like this, and is it like workshops? Is there someone who speaks, runs the programs? What kind of thing takes place at this summit?
Well, so at the summit, we have representatives from the Lorain County Mental Health Board that will speak to all those attending. So after we introduce the Youth Fund members and our advisors, we'll let the facilitators at the Mental Health Board take over. So we have this one group presentation, and then we'll go into breakout sessions. So that means we'll have the students listening to their presentation while the adults have a separate discussion, and that'll switch. So the adults will have the presentation, and the students will have their own discussion. And at the end, we'll all come together, and we'll talk about what we learned, and this will also be the time for questions, comments, concerns, and stuff like that.
Grace, has your life been touched by maybe somebody you know, one of your fellow classmates who, you know, is really going through a tough time, or maybe even did commit suicide?
During the last 2 years, my time at high school, we've had two students who have committed suicide. And lately, there's also been multiple threats of violence to students in our school. So it's become so common that it isn't even really reported in the news any longer. But the students know about them. So we talk about it to ourselves, and we share rumors on social media, and we do lockdown drills, and we don't really feel safe in our school. So the feeling of stress, depression, and anxiety in middle and high school are not new, but, I mean, studies show that these are increasing for teenagers, and unfortunately the treatment for it's not keeping up, and many teens aren't getting the help that they need.
We're talking this morning with student Grace Broom. She's with the Youth Summit, also Cindy Andrews from the Community Foundation. It's this event taking place Saturday, March 24th from 2 to 4 at the Lodge of New Russia Township. You've got people in the Youth Fund, I guess, involved with this between 8th and 12th graders. How do you all get along? Sometimes there's a disparity either in maturity or ideas or, you know, that even coming from different school districts. What's that like?
What's really awesome is that we're all just kids trying to make a difference. So we all can talk to each other about certain things, and we give each other ideas, and we really help each other to boost ourselves up, and we talk about ways to help our friends back home, and really all we're doing is trying to make a difference. So it's really easy to talk to other people when you all kind of have the same ideas in mind.
When something like this is done, and usually with summits it's a coming together, and then you kind of go back to your own home turf, your schools like that, what do you hope to take away from this and then bring to the other students? I guess that's kind of the ultimate goal, right?
Yeah. So for other students, we hope that the goal is to be able to identify people who need help and then to provide them assistance to that person until someone is able to fully help. We know that the summit is not going to immediately solve all the problems of mental health and self-harming or suicide in the county, but we do hope that this will help students and school staff members by giving them information about how to handle certain situations and how to start the process of helping someone around them who they have identified as needing care. And personally, I haven't gone through the summit yet, so I don't really know what I would take away. But this is why some I think is needed, because it'll give us the tools and the resources that we need to help others.
Cindy, as part of with the Community Foundation, there's all sorts of organizations that your group helps. What's it like here to think here you're helping the youth and creating these people who have sort of a philanthropic aspect? They want to be advocates. They're not all about themselves. They're about the community. What's that like for the Community Foundation to be?
Well, it has just been such a powerful organization, as I said, since 1980. And really, because that word community just so resonates with folks in and across Lorain County, and we like to talk about matching people who care with causes that matter. And I think if you hear Grace speak about the Youth Fund, if you you can just feel her energy through the phone this morning, and the fact that we have students in grades 7th through 12th who, you know, are coming together in support of this, and we're always recruiting Youth Fund members. And so I like to think of it truly as a community foundation where people have things that they are passionate about and they like to come together, just like this example. They'd like to come together, whether it's around an organization or a neighborhood, and really make a difference and have an impact and empower others to take some action. And so it doesn't get any better than that.
The 2018 Youth Summit to focus on mental health and suicide prevention is taking place on, again, Saturday, March 24th from 2 to 4. Is reservations closed, Grace, or is there still a possibility for other students or people to become involved in this?
The RSVP is by March 12th, so it's closed out, but I mean, students could invite people. I've invited my teachers and my friends.
We actually would welcome other participation. We know you have several school districts administrators listening this morning as well. There's plenty of parking, so if a district wanted to bring a bus, whether that's middle school students, 7th and 8th grade, or high school students, right now we have about 150 students enrolled. We would welcome another 100. As you know, the New Russia Township folks have been great in support of this event. And we're just so appreciative of Grace and the youth bringing this opportunity together in support of youth and challenges right here in Lorain County.
If they want to find out more, do they go to the Community Foundation site?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, please. Yep.
And peoplewhocare.org. It's a good place to visit for that, for the Community Foundation. Also find out what other things they are up to. Grace, we appreciate your time this morning. Grace Broom, student who's involved with the Youth Summit, and also Cindy Andrews with the Community Foundation. Both, thank you for taking the time and getting this information out. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you for the opportunity. Have a great day.
Thanks.